Good morning, just a few seconds shy of 8:10 here on the Mighty 690. It's time for our Ask the Expert segment on this Monday. We have Gary and Charles Skank in studio with us. Good morning.
Good morning, James.
What's our verse of the day?
It is Matthew chapter 10, verse 16. It reads, "Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves." Matthew 10, 16.
All right. Thank you for that. Did you guys have a good weekend? We had a pretty nice weather day yesterday. Saturday was still a little bit chilly, but it wasn't bad.
It was wonderful. Yeah. Very, very good. Relaxing. Got restored and refreshed and very good time.
Yeah. That was good.
It's all good.
Absolutely. Yeah. We got a little outdoor yard work done here at the station, you know, cleaning up the leaves and stuff. So,
good.
Yeah, that was a good day to do that and pitch in. It always feels good when you're doing, you know, something like that. You know, sometimes we put off different projects and that sort of thing. But, you know, once you do it, you're like, wow, I'm so glad I did that. You know, the satisfaction of a job well done.
It really is fulfilling.
Yeah, that's good stuff. So, hey, I know that a lot of time on the program we talk about, you know, retirement and all the different things that you guys offer to people. But what are the benefits of some of the things that you have to offer? You know, why should people choose to go with you as opposed to, you know, some company that, you know, has an ad on TV or that sort of thing?
Well, when it comes to retirement planning, retirement income, and trying to calculate how you're going to live and what you're going to live on in your retirement. That's what we specialize in. And the main vehicle that we use is called an annuity. And an annuity is simply a savings account managed by an insurance company. You know, a CD is a savings account managed by a bank. And an annuity is a savings account managed by an insurance company. And historically, there's been years where banks have failed. But insurance companies tend to survive, and they're some of the best money managers on earth. And an annuity has several different benefits that are at your disposal when you use those. And I'm not sure the number one benefit of, but I think probably the number one benefit, Dad, is that your money is guaranteed.
Right. There's safety. You was just reading something a while ago on the way down here that for every dollar that a person invests into an annuity, the company's required to have that many dollars in cash reserves on hand. And so, and these companies are regulated by state departments to protect the consumer. The protection, the goal of an insurance company is to protect the consumer against loss, against risk. And so that's the number one.
That's
concern.
Powerful.
That's real powerful. That's real powerful.
If you have a dollar in an annuity, they're required to have a dollar in reserves.
Right.
For that account. So I don't think we sometimes realize, you know, if you have your money in a retirement vehicle of some kind and it's going up and down with the market and going up and down, but we provide an alternative where you can put a portion of that money in a place where it cannot go down because of market volatility. And you need to know that to be able to sleep at night, to know right. that you have some of your money in a place where it's not subject to volatility.
Right, right. It's a lot easier to sleep at night when you don't have to worry about what you wake up in the morning and the market's going down and you know that your money's going down with it.
Right.
Sure. I mean, yeah, volatility. I mean, heck, you can see that. You can log in to check your stocks, and, you know, it's like up 600 the next day, down 1,200 the next day. It just, you know, all over the place.
Now, the broker, he will say, well, you need to diversify. And his answer for diversification is more risk, right? You sure. need to buy this type of stocks and these bonds. And it's just more exposure to risk is his only solution usually to diversification. But we offer a safe component where a portion of your money is in a place where it's not subject to that volatility and has guarantees in place as well.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm not for sure a stock expert, but it does seem like, you know, when even if you diversify within the stock market, everything's going to kind of ride that wave of the whole, you know, NASDAQ and all that sort of thing. It's all going to, you know, about the same level there.
Right.
So, yeah, what's another reason why we might want to look into an annuity?
Another reason is that annuities are tax-deferred. Most investments require you to pay taxes each year on what you earn. So you're not really earning as much annually as you might think. However, with deferred annuities, you'll only be taxed on the growth when you take out money in the future.
So the advantage of that, Charles, and a lot of people say, well, it's going to be taxed later. Yes, it is. But the advantage of keeping a dollar in your account rather than send it to Uncle Sam is when you pay that dollar to Uncle Sam, you never have the purchasing power of that dollar again. And if you keep that dollar in your account, it will continue to earn interest. And so your tax-deferred account will grow a lot more than an account that is taxed every year.
That's right.
You're going to pay taxes down the road somewhere, but
in the meantime, it's going to be gaining and working.
Right.
So we have annuities now that are paying 5.5%, which is remarkable for the over the last 20 years, a remarkable rate. And if when you have tax deferred, the power of tax deferral working for you, then it's just pushing that much further ahead, growing your account that much more while not having to pay taxes. So if you have your money in a CD at the bank, every year around January, you're going to get a 1099. And it's going to show you you've made this much interest and you've got to pay taxes on that. And if you have your money in the market and if you had gains, you're going to have to pay taxes on that as well. And so this is a remarkable way to have your money working and growing, but also in a place where it's sheltered from taxes as it grows.
Is there an age that you think is a good age to maybe look into an annuity? I mean, I'm sure that, you know, there's it's never too early to start saving, but is there a good time frame that your clients you work with on?
You know, we help a lot of people as they're in retirement, they're shifting from working to being an employee to a retiree. And that can range anywhere from 55 to 65 to 75. It really is all over the map. The sooner that you can protect your money from market declines, or at least a portion of your money, the better off you are. And we'd say in your younger years, if we have people that are very young, in their 30s, that have their money with us just because they really just don't like the risk at all. But generally, in your younger years, we can take more risk, and so it's more acceptable. But as we get closer to retirement, risk becomes a bigger and bigger deal.
Well, yeah, I mean, the stock market has a bad day, it can take you years to recover that. I mean, so like you said, you know, you're all about safety. What else should we know about an annuity?
Well, an annuity is beneficiary driven, meaning that at your death, it can go to the beneficiaries you designate, and as long as you name a beneficiary and it goes to a named beneficiary, there's not going to be probate.
Sure.
So no probate cost. It's going to go exactly how you describe it. If you want it to go to 8 kids, we can divide it up to go to 8 kids equally. The company will do it down to the penny. And that's a valuable thing for people to know.
For people that are new to annuities, a lot of times they ask, you know, what happens if I die with an annuity? And some people have the misconception that when you put your money in an annuity, you just sort of wave goodbye to the lump sum, and maybe you get payments for the rest of your life. And then when you die, those payments go away and the lump sum is gone. And there are annuities that are structured like that, but that's, we maybe in our 10 years of doing this, we maybe only sold one or two of those. just like that. So what we're talking about really walks and talks like a CD at the bank, where there is a term. There is a 4 years, 5 years, 7 years. There is a term associated with this portion of money. And then at the end of the term, the money is free and clear. You can take it all out, or the company will offer you a renewal rate. You can leave it in there. There's multiple things you can do at that point. It's 100% liquid. And then if a death occurs, there's a guaranteed death benefit. And so that money goes directly to whomever you designate. And that's a very important thing to know, is that this money is yours. And if you're no longer around, it's whoever you designate. So it's never, you never wave goodbye to your money with this type of account.
Yeah, no, that's a really good reminder and really good information too, because a lot of people, I think, say, well, you know, got to do everything through the bank, you know, and this is a really good option with, sounds like, a lot of benefits. Anything else that people need to know, or maybe if they want to have a time to meet with you, we could talk about that too.
So, like I said, rates are close to 5.5% right now, depending on the length of the term. It's an unbelievable opportunity, and we've had many people, and not only, the good thing about it as well is that organizations can take advantage of this as well.
That's a really good point.
So maybe you're good to go as far as retirement planning, but maybe you have a pool of money, whether you're with a water board or a church or some organization, that you have a responsibility to take care of funds. An annuity is an attractive way, because it's guaranteed, it's protected, and you can get a reasonable rate of return, a great rate of return, as far as being safe at the same time, and keep that money safe.
And this 5% is, when, if you get it now, that's locked in, right?
That's true.
But we don't know how long that's going to last, so it's best that, you know, people get on this while it's available, right?
Right, right. I don't know what's going to happen in the future. We've never seen this before in my 20 years. I'm sure Dad in his 40 years of plus of doing this has seen this, but in the last 20 years, this hasn't been around at all. And so we don't know how long it'll last, but whatever rate people lock it in today is set for the whole length of the term, whether it's 5 or 7 years.
So if people do want to, you know, get on your calendar to be able to maybe talk about this, see if this might be an option for them, what's the best way to do that?
Call our office, 620-331-8800, and we can review your situation and maybe see where an annuity might be a powerful addition to your retirement strategy.
And, you know, this is not going to be an obligation. I mean, you guys want it to be everything you do, it needs to be mutually beneficial. This needs to be something that's actually going to benefit your client, or else you don't want to do it.
That's right.
And many times we tell people, you're not the right fit for us. We might say, no, you don't have enough emergency money. You need to have emergency money. And we can't tie up that money because you need it for an emergency. And so we want to be fair and right with people and not take all their money where they can't get to it when they need something. So yeah. we're very concerned about that.
Yeah, absolutely. No, that's a really good reminder. Well, hey, why don't we take a quick break? We'll return with more on our Ask the Expert segment here on the Mighty 690 with the folks at Skank Insurance. Back here on our Ask the Expert segment here on the Mighty 690 with Charles and Gary Skank of Skank Insurance. And guys, you know, we've been talking about retirement income and all that sort of thing. Anything else as we kind of wrap up our discussion today?
I'd be remiss if I didn't mentioned that annuities can be two different types of vehicles. And we've been talking about them as a savings and growth vehicle in the first segment, but annuities are also an income vehicle. And I talked before how some people view them as you just put your money in there, wave goodbye to the principal, and you just get payments. But we have, I'm not sure how many people that are living on payments, and they are getting, you know, income in retirement. If you can get an extra $800, $1,200, $2,200 a month that's guaranteed, that's going to be there for as long as you or your spouse lives is a very powerful thing.
Well, it's very comforting to know that this check is coming in every month. Even if you've taken all your money and we're on the insurance company's money now, it's very good to know that you can't outlive that income.
That's right.
And I didn't see that when I was younger so much, but now that I'm where I'm at in age, I realize how valuable that really is.
Yeah. And that's a benefit that annuities offer that really no other vehicle can offer that benefit that I know of on earth.
Well, it's the exact reverse of life insurance, because you can pay 1 month on a life policy and have a claim, and the company will pay that claim. And I've had that happen. But so the annuity payout, if you have a lifetime income, is the exact opposite. The company is taking the risk of you living too long.
Mm-hmm.
They're taking that risk, and they're guaranteeing you a payment for as long as you live.
That's right. Even if you live to be 105 years old, that payment's going to continue.
Right.
And so that's a powerful benefit that we don't want to overlook.
Right.
No, that's right. Really great. So, hey, if people have any questions on this, maybe they want to see if this could be right for them, where can we find you, and how can we get a hold of you?
So our main office is in Independence at 2801 West Main, Suite A. Right there in the same building as what used to be Newton's True Values. Now it's Waters Value Hardware. And you can find us online at skankinsurance.com. That's S-C-H-E-N-C-K insurance.com. We have offices in Coffeyville, Howard, and Sedan. If you'd like to be on our updates and email list, text your name and your email address to 620-331-8800.
And on that newsletter, of course, there'll be some updates and reminders about the Medicare 101.
That's right. That's March 1st at Dickey's Barbecue right there in Independence at 11:30 a.m., 5:30 p.m. We also have one here in Coffeyville at Gigi's, used to be Lanning's, at 11:30 a.m. on March 1st as well.
That's a good reminder, because it's hard to believe that this coming Wednesday is the last Wednesday of February.
That's crazy. Incredible.
It's crazy.
It is a short month.
The third month of the year is right here.
It's crazy. So, hey, guys, it's always a pleasure. I look forward to chatting again on Friday.
Thanks, James.
All right.
Have a good week.
Yeah,
thanks
you
for
too.
The jelly.
Oh, you're welcome. Mrs. Copeland's special Sam Plum jelly right there. All right, and we'll be back with an early bird edition of Open Line right after this.